Hello, I'm Tom Hardy, and welcome to A Hearty Appetite. In his monumental work, Ulysses, James Joyce suggested that God made food and the devil made seasoning. But even the Bible speaks admiringly of mustard seed, the basis for one of the world's most popular condiments. The mustard plant is fully deserving of accolades. For centuries, it's been used as a food, flavoring, and folk remedy. In fact, it was so important as a medicinal herb to the ancient Greeks that they credited their god of medicine for its creation. Over the years, the plant and its seeds have been prescribed for ailments ranging from snake bites to sinus congestion. Mustard oil has even been tried as a cure for baldness. But it's in the kitchen where mustard works the most miracles. There's hardly any part of the plant which cannot be used for culinary purposes. In the 19th century kitchen, this versatile ingredient was relied upon as much as staples like flour and eggs. Nearly every country seems to have its own specialty mustard. In France, which still produces half of the world's mustard, there's of course the famous variety from the city of Dijon, which has been made there since the 14th century. In Britain, Coleman's, which has been in business for more than 175 years, is the name most people associate with the condiment. Roast beef, the national dish of Britain, is traditionally served with mustard, the national condiment. In Germany, they have Dusseldorf mustard and Bavarian mustard. In China and Japan, they like their mustard especially hot. And in Italy, the use of mustard takes on a unique dimension where it flavors syrups used to preserve fruit. Mustard can perk up any dish, even dessert. A small amount of dry mustard added to chocolate sauce or gingerbread, for example, works wonder. No wonder history is replete with famous mustard lovers such as Pope Clement VI, who ate mustard at every meal. You may not want to go as far as he did, but if you want to add interest to your cooking, try cutting the mustard. This is Tom Hardy inviting you to visit our website at krcu.org for recipes to satisfy your hearty appetite.